History and physical, patient name, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Audrey, A-U, D-R-Y. Place, I mean, date, 12-17-22, place, summer place, nursing home and rehabilitation. History of present illness. Ms. Holmes is an 81-year-old African-American female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient was at the facility about 2 weeks ago for worsening generalized weakness, significant weight loss, poor appetite, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She was noted to have an acute kidney injury. She has been readmitted for the same issue. Since her admission, the patient is doing well. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and colon cancer, status post-colon resection. Social history, lives locally at home with her older sister. Denies smoking or drinking alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Family history, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. Allergies, penicillin. Current medications, atorvastatin, ferrous sulfate, Megace, Namzaric, omeprazole, and oxybutynin. Review of systems. A 10-point review of systems was negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 72, temperature 96.8, heart rate 78, respirations 18, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no quick shrubs or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, gross and non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, acute kidney injury, will continue to monitor routine labs and encourage adequate intake. Number 2, type 2 diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. Number 3, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 4, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 5, dementia, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs.